The following is presented to you by Maranatha Bible Church of Comstock Park, Michigan. For more information, go to mbcmi.org.
Maybe three times a year, just have a short update with you. Our elders want to remain as open and transparent with you as we can and tell you the things that we're thinking and working through. And so we do one in September, January, usually one in June as well. You can come ask the elders any questions at any time. We would love to answer any questions you might have, but we do want to take a few moments throughout the year as well just to update you on a few things. So let me just give you a little ministry update in terms of the calendar. You can read your bulletin, and there's a lot in there, but just a reminder that our Wednesday nights continue. We were off this past Wednesday because of the weather, but we hope to be back this Wednesday. Our theology class is going to meet for 3 more weeks, finishing up Genesis 1 to 11. And then at this point, we're planning to do another Truth for Troubling Times class. We did that last year. We did 8 weeks last year on a Wednesday night, just dealing with current contemporary issues and how to think about them biblically. So we dealt with the government and the vaccine a little bit last year. We dealt with the transgender issue, and we want to come back and revisit some more of those issues. We're not trying to promote ourselves. We just try to want to answer your questions and help us think biblically through the kinds of things that we have never, in many cases, had to wrestle with before. And so we're just doing our best to give you a biblical perspective on some of those kinds of things. And so our plan is to start that at this point, we think February 2. We'll keep you posted as it gets a little bit closer. A little bit depends on how long it's going to take to get through the theology class. So we will keep you updated on that, but plan probably the first part of February with that Wednesday night class picking up right after the theology class from 7 to 8:30. And then our Awana ministry continues on Wednesday nights as well for our kids, so you can bring your kids to that and then stay for those classes if you want. Just a reminder, our snow camp for our junior hires is coming up. Is that this weekend, Matt? So all of them in charge of that is coming up this weekend. So if you want your junior hire middle schooler, 6th to 8th grader, to participate, you need to see our junior high leaders for that. And then starting next Sunday, we have two adult equipping hour classes that are going to begin. And one of them is a new class. It's called Foundations of the Faith. And we wanted to just kind of provide a class for people who just have questions about the basics of Christianity. If you are in that boat, there's no shame there. Or if you know someone who's in that boat, you just have questions about what does it mean to be a Christian, just some of the key disciplines of being a Christian. That's that class for you. It's going to run 6 weeks. It'll be up in our upper level one class, and we want to encourage you to participate in that. And it's just going to be just basic and helpful and instructive and very practical. So that starts next Sunday. And then Bob's going to be teaching a class called Christians in the Workplace. And that'll be helpful, I think, for you to navigate just what does it mean to be a believer and how to stand for Christ and navigate some of the things that you're going to have to navigate in the workplace. A lot of passages, actually, in the New Testament that deal with that. So that class will start next week in the South Sanctuary. I want to remind you as well, men, that we have our men's training that continues. We're starting a new semester, and it's going to be all geared towards biblical counseling for the men. So we just want to give you guys, men, tools to know how to disciple others. When you hear the word counseling, don't think laying on a couch flat and, you know, that kind of thing. Think discipleship. Think mentorship. That's what the scriptures call that. So Bob's going to be teaching that class this whole semester. It starts next Sunday at 1 o'clock. And meets once a month. And then the women's training is going to continue that. They've been doing that already. Bob's just going to keep teaching what he's been teaching the women to the men. And so, ladies, you have another class coming up February 5. And then Women of Grace, ladies, if you just want to come for a night of game night and food and fellowship, that's coming up January 28 on a Friday night. And I know the ladies here would just love to welcome you and encourage you to be a part of that. And then a few other things that are on the radar here. Impact, our high school ministry, has a winter retreat coming up January 28 to 30, last weekend of this month. Actually, Matt is going to be preaching at Camp Awakaya. Is that right, Matt? So he'll be the speaker for that weekend, and our high schoolers will be there for that. So encourage you in those years to join for that. We have a fifth Sunday fellowship coming up the last Sunday of January. This opportunity just for us to grab some meal together. It's bring your own, and it's just fellowship time after a service, and we look forward to that. We do have a group of men heading down to the Courageous Churchmen Conference in Jupiter, Florida. It is in Florida in February, so I mean, we're going for spiritual reasons, but it's going to be nice to be down there for that too. I can't deny that, but we are going to a conference, and there's about 15 of us heading down to that, and excited to be down there for that conference as a part of our TES network. If you're in the college and career age group, 18 to late 20s or so, there is a retreat coming up for you in February 11 to 13, and you can see Jordan, Lauren, Lawrence about that. They can give you more details, but it'll be a great weekend just to be away with friends and peers in that age group, so I encourage you to be a part of that. And then if you're new with us, have been here just recently, in the last few weeks, maybe months, we have a new attender reception for you on February 20. And we would love to just greet you and meet you and get to know you a little bit better. It's a little ways off, but we wanted to let you know about that. And then some people have asked some questions about membership. When is our next membership class? If you desire to be a member of our church and haven't done that yet, there is a class starting the end of February, February 27, and that's our next opportunity to be in the baptism membership class, and you can find out more about what it means to be a member of Maranatha at that class. So if you're interested in that, just let us know, and we'll contact you as that gets a little bit closer. Women's retreat coming up March 11 to 13, and so a lot of work is going into that, and so you can see Brenda Carpenter or any other ladies on the women's committee for that, so you can be a part of that, ladies. And then, of course, Good Friday, Resurrection Sunday coming up just a little bit down the road, so we're looking forward to those things. And then, as always, our small group ministry continues, so if you want to get in a little smaller setting, you want to be shepherded in a little closer group than this large group, we do have a number of small groups that are meeting throughout the city, throughout the week, and Pastor Bob can give you more details. There's information at our welcome station as well, so we really encourage you to be a part of one of our small groups, just for some fellowship and encouragement with other people from Maranatha. Do want to just let you know a little bit about growth updates. There's not a whole lot to actually announce here, but as you have articulated and expressed, we have at times run out of room here, and we know it kind of ebbs and flows. There's Sundays where there's plenty of room, there's Sundays where it's packed out and there's no seats, not a lot of seats. So we're just exploring things at this point. No decisions have been made. We did recently open up the entire South Sanctuary down there for full seating for the full service. So there's about 120 seats down there. There's about 270 here. So we can get close to 400 people in this room and that room down there before we go to two services. So at this point, that's our kind of stopgap measure. We've opened that whole room up, and we're doing fine right now. But if that continues to grow, then there's been just some brief discussions about going to two services. We started just kind of playing with that and putting some ideas down on paper and really haven't settled on anything, but if that ever were necessary, we're starting to think a little bit about that. That would be, you know, the possibility down the road of having to go to two services. At the same time, we are meeting with an architect. We've already had some meetings last fall between Christmas and Thanksgiving. We met with an architect's team to begin putting some ideas on paper, and there's a meeting coming up soon to begin thinking more strategically about that and starting some drawings. Again, no decisions have been made on this. We know that that's going to be an expensive endeavor, but we do need to get some data before we can make any decisions. So that meeting is happening in the next few weeks. And as I announced a few weeks ago, we're also in the early stages of considering a church plant, not as a solution to our space constraints, though. We don't want to just church plant because we want to get rid of some of you. That's not the goal at all, just to free up more seats. We would want a church plant because we have a conviction that we should plant a church. And so we're starting to talk more specifically about that. And again, still in the very early stages, but it is something that we are addressing and starting to formulate. So all that's going on. You could pray for us. You can give us input that you might have on just some of those things, just trying to manage all of that as a leadership team and do our best. But we'll keep you posted on further developments as they occur. I did want to give you a missions update as well. The Beacons wanted me to update you on a few things. They're not here today, but just an update I got from Kurt this week. As you probably know, Kurt, Jamin, and Cole were able to go back to Croatia in December. They spent some time there with people they were ministering with and tied up some loose ends there, and they've been back now for 2 or 3 weeks. They were grateful to connect with people there and just connect with some relationships they wanted to. They want to thank you for praying for them. It's obviously been a hard transition, difficult to go from church planting in Croatia to a full stop to coming back to the States and then now having to kind of retool and figure out where to go next. So we would encourage you just to pray for them. This is very significant transition for them. Pray for them to be able just to plug in here and serve here, and this is going to be their home church until the Lord makes it clear what he has next for them. So just pray for them in that. Pray for the Lord to provide a suitable future ministry for them, whatever that might be, whether that's just here or somewhere else. So pray for them in that. And then Kurt asked me to also ask you to pray for the Herzigs, Daniel Herzig and his wife were their ministry partners in Croatia. And they're continuing their ministry in Croatia. And actually, Daniel's going to be here next month in Grand Rapids. And he's going to spend some time here with our church. You're going to see him, I think, the first Sunday in March. And he's going to be meeting with some of us the week before. We're just kind of talking and exploring what is his ministry, how does it dovetail with the Beacons, and what are they doing. And so we encourage you to pray for them, and also we're considering possibly looking at partnering, but we need to get some more information there first, and so we'll give you some more details as that gets a little more clear. So that's an update from the Beacons. At the same time, we also are taking this opportunity as elders to evaluate our entire missions program, and one of the things that we want to do is to standardize our support levels for the following categories. So we've kind of nailed down 4 key areas that we want to think about where to support. And number 1 on that list is church planting, then leadership training, then church strengthening, and then support roles. And we're looking to standardize support levels for each of those levels. And you can see where our current missionaries fit into those different categories. Always wanting to make sure, of course, that we're maximizing church planting, leadership training opportunities, because we believe those are biblical and that fits Paul's paradigm for missions, church strengthening as well, and obviously support roles all go into that as well. But we're just trying to standardize some things and look at where our current missions support is. So in light of all that, the Beacons, you can see the names of people in a couple of different places. George's are doing leadership training and church strengthening. Streets are doing some church strengthening and support roles as well. And so that's why those names are there twice. The Beacons will come off missionary support at the end of March. And that's going to free up some monies there. And we wanted to let you know as well that there's been some changes in Malawi. We've been supporting the Central African Preaching Academy in Malawi. And they're retooling things over there. Most of the U.S. missionaries are coming off and away from that field. And the school is being turned over to nationals, which in many ways is a good thing. But they're doing away with the Masters of Divinity program. And they're doing away with the modular teaching, which were 2 things why we partnered with them. We were committed to training pastors through the MDiv, and we wanted to send teachers on a regular basis to assist with that, to partner with them in ministry. So the MDiv is going away there, and there's no more modular teaching, so we can't send teachers. So we are pretty clear, pretty determined, pretty decided that we're going to no longer support that entity just because the mission has changed there a little bit, which means that money is going to be freed up as well. So that means that we're going to start looking at other missions entities to support. We're going to look at kind of all of our current missionaries as well and just kind of reevaluate each one of those. And then because of those entities coming off support, we're going to be looking for additional missionaries probably to take on. But we're going to have to filter them through this criteria that we have here for what we believe missions is. So we just wanted to make you aware of those things. If you have questions about any of that stuff, you can come ask us. It's going to take a few months to sort all that out, but that's an update on some of those missions issues. Kind of turning a corner, and just a couple more slides here, and then we'll be done. If you're new to us, we just want to encourage your support and involvement at Maranatha. This is not a spectator place. This is a participatory place. We don't want a church with two or three or four pastors who do all the ministry. We want a church actually with 300 ministers. That's you. And we believe that's biblical according to Ephesians 4, that it is the work of the ministry to be done by the people. The leaders simply equip the saints to do the work of the service, and you're the ones that serve, you're the ones that minister, you're the ones that disciple, mentor. I mean, we all do that together, but it's a corporate thing. It's not just this professional pastor does all the work of the ministry, or elders do that. It is a whole church involved. And I think you see that in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10, as each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So we believe every single one of you has been given a spiritual gift for the service of the church. And we want to encourage you to use that here. There's all kinds of places to serve. If you're interested in finding out more, please come talk to any one of us and we'll get you plugged in. So those are just kind of some of our heart as elders to pass on to you. And then one last thing here. You've seen this before. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but you've seen this maturity plan. This is kind of what we want to be about at Maranatha. We want to keep moving people along lines of maturity, not filling their heads with facts, but really just helping you grow in Christ-likeness. And there's all kinds of ways to do that, from being a new believer to a maturing believer. We want to move all to deeper levels of maturity, and then trusting that some of them are moving towards leadership as well. And so wherever you're at on that chart, if you're a new believer, you're at stage one, then there's all kinds of opportunities for you. The foundations class that I just mentioned, the equipping classes, membership class, Sunday services. If you're more at a maturing believer level, there's all of those, plus our theology class, plus Women of Grace events, and Truth for Troubling Times class, women's Bible study. There's discipleship opportunities. If you want to be more of a kind of ministering believer and doing what we just talked about and equipping, being equipped to serve in the church, then we have men's training and women's training for that. And so you can be challenged to leadership in some of those capacities. We want to move some of them then to a developing leader where you can lead small groups and be an elder and be in our potential elder training. So there's that level all the way up to, of course, our seminary and internship level. So all that's happening here, and we just want to encourage you, just think about what level you might be at and what are some things that you could do to move to that next level of Christ-likeness and holiness and engagement in the things of the Lord. So that's just kind of a big picture of where we're at. So last couple things here, and then we'll have lunch. Just a reminder that we do have elders here as shepherds. We don't like the term board elders. I don't mean B-O-R-E-D. We're not bored, but B-O-A-R-D. We don't like the term board because we're not a leadership entity that just makes decisions. We're shepherds. And so we want to let you know that if you're a regular part of this church, you're likely going to be contacted at some point by one of our elders. Might be a text or a phone call or an email, or just might grab you and talk to you real quick. Just, how you doing? How can we pray for you? You're going to have that because we want to stay in touch with you. And we actually, you may not know this, but every elder meeting, we pray through the directory. We take our church directory and we take a page and we just pray for you. So you're getting prayed multiple times through the year in our elder meetings. We just want to shepherd you well and serve you well. And so don't be surprised. You're not in trouble if one of the elders contacts you. It's because we just love you and care for you. And we want to check up on you and make sure you're doing okay. We have some new live stream equipment that's been purchased and is going to be installed to make that more effective. So we got a couple guys that are working on that. We're excited for that. We have a lot of resources on our website, YouTube channel, Facebook page. I encourage you to go check those things out. There's tons of notes, and the podcast is there. It continues to drop. It's a great term. It drops every Thursday at noon. So if you're interested, you can watch that. We're currently in a series on singles and family, so you can look at that. And then just a reminder, our family is going to be on a sabbatical this summer. We're still working through some of the details of that, but probably 12 weeks, June, July, and August, we'll be on a sabbatical, but you'll be in great hands here with the rest of the elders and shepherds here. So do you have any questions, anything that you heard or something that you didn't hear but want clarification on, you can ask it right now. Yes, sir. Dave.
Have you looked at doing anything to assist the Georgians with what happened as far as where you get stuff to get lost? Talk about assisting them in any special way.
Yeah, good question. So the question is, are we looking into doing anything for Tim and Michelle George? They're in Mozambique, the missionaries. They had a break-in. They had a bunch of things stolen, computers, Kindles, cash. They lost a lot in this break-in. So what we've done at this point is we've inquired about what insurance is going to cover. And so we haven't heard back yet what insurance will cover of that incident. And if there are things beyond what insurance doesn't cover, then we want to help and contribute. So John, Carol, do you have an update on that, John?
Insurance is
no coverage.
That's the answer to that.
Okay, there's our answer. Okay.
As much as we can. A missionary couple from Colorado just went back. We got back last week. We haven't heard that they actually had them, but two computers were shipped to them. And if they were not in time, and if they took them, they've got two computers.
Okay. Great. Thank you for that update. We will follow up on that, and we have some benevolence money that we can probably devote to that opportunity. So thanks for letting us know. Any other questions?
Barb.
Are you going to the Shepherd's Conference?
So we had a group of men that were ready to sign up to go to Shepherd's Conference and went online, and it was sold out. So we missed... Next year is sold out as well. So we're not going next year either. It is the way it is. We planned to go, and we just did not register in time. So that's unfortunate. So nope, we're not going to make it, I guess. There is someone going? I think Kurt's going, actually. I think Kurt Beacons was smarter than all of us and got registered in time. I think he's the only one. So it's better than none. Yeah. But like I said, we're sending a group down to Courageous Churchmen, and we're excited about that. Yeah, Marty.
As far as a church plant, do we have an idea of what direction? Are we thinking north, east, south? Has it progressed to that level at all?
No, it hasn't. Bob just put a document together this week outlining some of the criteria. So who's the right person? What does that person look like? What does the call to a church plant look like? And we haven't gotten yet to the point of where that might be. So we are definitely open for options or ideas. Like I said, we're not looking as a means to deal with our space issue, but we're looking really, this is a general answer to your question. We want to go where there's a need. So does Grand Rapids need another church? There's debate about whether the greater Grand Rapids area needs another church. I mean, there's 780 churches in Grand Rapids area. It's called the City of Churches. You know that. That's our nickname. So in a sense, there's not really a need in Grand Rapids for another church, but there might be some pockets. There might be some places in some neighborhoods that we're not quite aware of yet. I know there's been some looking at Wyoming area. But realistically, probably the greater needs are going to be in more outlying areas. And we haven't gotten to the point yet where we're actually looking at some of those areas, but we're still in process. So if you have suggestions or input on that, we're open. But we're still in the early stages of that. Answer your question. Other questions? No? All right. Well, let me do this. Let me just pray for lunch. And then you're going to have to stack the chairs, move them aside. We'll get some tables in here, and then you can put the chairs back around those tables. St. Combs, can you help us get all the tables out? So let me pray for lunch. Lord, thank you for a great morning. Thank you for the camaraderie that we have because of Christ. We thank you for the fellowship of the Spirit and just the body life here. We love each other. We love fellowship. We love what you've done in Christ, and we love that we get to just be a part of a family together. So as we share this meal together, we pray that you'll bless our conversation Help us to serve and edify one another. And we thank you for the food that we're about to eat. In Christ's name, amen.
You've been listening to a presentation from Maranatha Bible Church in Comstock Park, Michigan. No part of this recording may be edited or distributed without prior written consent. For more information, go to mbcmi.org.